You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Vijaya Sarathi Ramanathan, a lecturer in sexual health at the University of Sydney, says that while most people in Australia are likely to have heard of HIV, there's a lack of familiarity with other more common sexually transmitted infections.
Well, the main ones are gonorrhea, chlamydia, and then syphilis. And HIV, you can technically call it as an STI because HIV is transmissible through sex. Those are the common ones, and herpes, once again, it's very, very common. And human papillomavirus, the warts, that's another STI.
Dr. Ramanathan says while many infections can be effectively treated if identified early on, people who delay the decision to seek medical help could face far worse health impacts later on. He explains some people are fearful of taking the first step.
Many people do feel that shameful, dirty, you know, have I done something terribly wrong? And, you know, why me? Why is it happening now? And they start connecting lot of dots around the diagnosis. And that can impact on their self, their well-being, their sexual functioning, their relationship, and so on.
Dr. Alayton Ogunbodede is a University of Sydney PhD student at the Westmead Institute for Medical Research. He co-authored a joint review on the impacts of coronavirus on STI infection rates both in Australia and around the world. He says official data on reported cases is likely to underestimate the rate of infections during lockdown. Figures from New South Wales Health for the first 6 months to June 2020 show there was a sharp decline in the reported number of STI cases in that period compared to the previous 5 years. Dr. Ogunbodede says that while transmission rates were likely to have been lower, figures generally did not take into account the number of undetected cases. Dr. Ogunbodede says with restrictions limiting access to sexual health services, more people with STIs were likely to have stayed home and not been able to engage with those services. He says behaviours around seeking help were also impacted.
It's been proposed that some individuals might just decide to, you know, be more introverted, be more withdrawn, and see it as maybe as an altruistic act to just not put an extra bit of pressure on the system.
Dr. Ogunbodede says there was a concern that avoidance behaviours in some people may remain after health services returned to normal operations.
Behaviour, or just changing behaviour, could linger on even after the lockdown. And this is where they need to raise awareness more than ever on the need for people to get tested.
Dr. Vijaya Sarathi Ramanathan says education remains the key to improving presentation rates.
G'day viewers. Namaste, namaskar and vanakkam.
He's part of the online video initiative by the Western Sydney Health District, which aims to educate communities in the Western Sydney area about STIs and what steps people who acquire an infection should take. Dr. Ramanathan's colleague is Dr. Shailendra Svaleshvarkar, and he's a co-presenter on the video which was published in September last year.
Sexually transmitted infection is an infection caused either by bacteria, viruses or other microorganisms that transmit generally through having sex with someone. And these infections can present on your genitals or anal sites, sometimes also on other sites of the body.
He explains just how simple it is to seek medical help.
You can go there either with an appointment or even without an appointment. It is important to know that you do not require Medicare card or any fees for getting to a sexual health clinic, which are publicly funded.
Dr. Ramanathan says teaching people about preventative measures is also key. While condoms are one of the best ways to avoid STI transmission, some people are still reluctant to use them.
If it is one night, it's easy to negotiate condom. It's sort of understood you use condom. But once you already had sex a couple of times, and then using condom can sometimes be perceived as, oh, are you still not trusting me? Do you consider me as dirty, or do you see myself a danger to you? So these are all playing up in the mind where they think, let's not use condom.
While risks of transmission are higher amongst younger people, Dr. Ramanathan says senior Australians are also exposed.
Those who have crossed 50s and 60s, they think, oh, we're not at risk of pregnancy anymore, so we don't need a condom. So there is a spike in STI in that age group as well. And obviously in the youth, definitely, you know, it's a risk.
Dr. Ramanathan says education campaigns don't need to be specific to any particular age group or ethnicity. He says once all people are armed with the right knowledge, they can improve their own health outcomes and that of their community.